This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to our podcast. I'm your host, April Heimerl, Senior Business Solutions Architect at Fish & Richardson. Today, we will discuss with innovation expert, Michael Nagroski, Director of Practice Innovations at Chapman & Cutler, on how to build an innovation group in your organization and why that's important. Thank you, Michael, for joining us today. Michael, why do you think an innovation group is important to firms?
Thanks, April, for having me. And to the question, we think it's important to bring new ideas on working smarter to our practitioners. And I often tell people when we have new people join the firm and they're being introduced to our group that we're future-proofing our firm and doing that by keeping apprised of the latest and upcoming technologies with meaningful focus on how our attorneys work, on how the business world works, you know, realistically, on how our legal system works, and making sure that we factor all of that in to assess the processes and technologies that can play well with those practices. So, you know, it's important. We are looking to the future. We're looking at the advent of new technology, of client pressures, of, you know, competitions, and thinking about how can we do that by thinking about new ideas. And again, how can we work smarter and continuously do so?
Thank you. I love the concept of future-proofing and staying apprised of upcoming technologies and finding meaningful ways to present this information for your firm. How do you foster a firm-wide culture of innovation?
I would say, you know, depending on the context, you know, I don't think there's a broad recipe here. To me, it's something that is important. One of the primary things that's important here is to understand the culture of your own firm in the first place. And, you know, and perhaps if one was looking for a prospective firm as well, or starting an innovations team, I'm not, but they should really think ahead and try to understand the culture of that firm in the first place, and to try to discern, you know, what might be the level of interest in innovation. And further, you know, can they suss out if it's genuine or if it's more marketing they're doing? And I think once you can understand your firm and you have a good culture where you know that at least ideas, even if they can, you know, because lawyers, and I'm a lawyer, we're prone to question things, to think of everything, to knock something down and find the loopholes. You still have to have that degree of openness, and getting a sense of that is key. And for us, we are at Chapman, we're very open, and we have a lot of colleagues here that work with us, and we've kind of built a good reputation as well. We had some early successes and built a reputation where we could go to them and they were eager to, even the ones that weren't sure about us at the beginning, wanted to work with us once we got going.
So at Chapman, you have an established innovation team. I want to loop back to that starting point concept. Starting a new initiative from the beginning can be difficult. Are the first steps in creating an innovation group from the ground up?
Yeah, it probably goes back a little bit to what I was saying about the culture, but specifically there, knowing where you have support and interest, identifying partners. And by that, I really mean colleagues, not, you know, the capital P partners at a firm, although if they are, that works as well, but people that are eager to engage. And particularly if they have clients that are asking about this phenomenon and are asking about better ways to work, to identify areas to start there, find your partners and find, you know, good projects to work on. I think that is key. And it might even be a little bit of casting a wide net and then kind of discerning what will be successful in launching those initiatives. I would also say that finding the right team is critical. The team that can help you create the platforms and the processes and drive real results. When I started at Chapman, it was just me. And it was kind of daunting. I was meeting with a lot of practice groups and I was excited to meet people, but I thought, oh, you know, how am I going to get the support to actually do the work here? And it wasn't far after that that I was able to start building a team that really helped us deliver results, some of which have been major results for our firm and also, you know, interesting advents even in the news, because we've sold, our firm has actually sold technology to a vendor.
So you've started this process from its infancy. There's obviously challenges along the way and these developing processes and groups. What are the biggest challenges you faced in creating this team or this group?
It is always change, sort of the change management concept. I think there's a quote about the greatest danger in difficult times is not the actual difficulty, it's to act with yesterday's logic. And again, kind of going back to what I said about lawyers, and again, I'm not, as one, I appreciate this, and those of us in the industry, lawyers or other legal professionals, we know how it is often to work with attorneys that, again, are trained to think about how to break things apart. And I would say that it's hard to get someone to see how they can change or to get them in the habit of it. We can do all the marketing in the world and we can even, you know, taunt our success stories, but some people are a bit stuck in their ways. And when they've been doing it for a long time and they are successful, they aren't always thinking about the future, whether it's, you know, 3 months ahead or even 5 years ahead. So we try to evangelize there, and it's a challenge.
Agreed. Thank you for sharing the challenges. I think that some of the things we want to talk about are benefits too. I'm curious, what benefits do you see in an innovation group that we can bring to clients?
For Chapman and the Chapman Practice Innovations Group, we're already seeing major benefits. I just mentioned earlier, we sold our Chapman closing room to NetDocuments, and now called SetBuilder. And we internally reduced costs dramatically. And for a lot of our clients, they actually weren't paying for, you know, closing binder costs anyway. And so we were able then to save the money internal to the firm. But more importantly for the clients, as, you know, related to the question, we were able to deliver final documents electronically right at the close of a deal. Whereas before, it could take days, sometimes weeks, before they actually got their final documents, just dealing with paper and, you know, and not really seeing some of the tools that we saw in the market at that time. And there's a lot out there now that are actually really great and sophisticated tools, including SetBuilder, but others as well. But we built it and were able to deliver the documents very quickly. Further, we also have clients using a number of our services, leveraging platforms that our practice innovations team that we built to provide those services. And we're even generating revenue from our department at this time, and brought in dollars to the firm for work that we didn't do historically, at least not at the scale that we're doing it at. And so we're seeing a number of, I mean, it's an exciting time. And I'm seeing it in other firms as well, where we're seeing this role, you know, sometimes like a chief innovation officer and other innovation directors. I think and even if it's not called innovation, that word can be a little bit daunting at times. You know, we see knowledge management at times focusing on things that we're doing as well. But as long as they're focused on change and working smarter, thinking about how the processes and technologies and people play into that, it's key. And our clients are looking for that. We see it in RFPs and when work is being pitched.
Well, I would like to thank you for taking the time today and sharing your valuable insight and experiences at Chapman. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, thanks, April.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.